Welcome to the Gordons and Gods podcast, with all the fun facts about myths from across the world. As always, I'm your host, Eric, and now it's time to dive into the land of the gods. Throughout this first season of the podcast, we will discuss everything about Greek mythology. And in today's episode is the exciting and unusual story about how the heavens and earth came to be, and the first murder among the gods. In the beginning, there was nothingness in the world, just an empty void known as chaos. However, chaos wasn't just nothingness, it was a god with a consciousness itself. After a while, the gods Gaia, Uranus, and Tartarus, and Eros all came out of chaos. Gaia was the earth, Uranus was the sky, Tartarus was the abyss or hell, and Eros was the incarnation of love, also known as Cupid in his Roman form. Now, something you have to understand is that mythology is very convoluted. It was originally passed down by word of mouth through centuries before anyone decided to write it down. So there are many different versions in different areas of Greece that each have their own personal version of how the world was created. Some stories even say that Uranus was actually Gaia's kid, which is weird because they get married later. But I'm going to stick with the version that I know most well. After this, chaos continued to create more gods, bringing forth Erebos, the god of darkness, and Nyx, the god of the night. After this, the old myths kind of never really mention chaos again. It's kind of forgotten. It's like, oh, chaos, oh yeah, whatever. Erebos and Nyx get together, and they have a child who represents day. Then Gaia and Uranus get married. And it's at this point that Uranus decides, I am the king of the universe. And he starts to rule over everything. He's very powerful and in charge. Gaia and him have several kids. First, they have a set of triplets called the Hecatoncheires. These were giant monsters with 50 heads and 100 arms. Uranus didn't really like them that much. Then Gaia and him have another three kids. These are also giant monsters with one eye, known as the Cyclopes. Uranus, again, wasn't very happy that his kids looked like monsters. So he took all six of his kids and threw them into hell and locked them up inside Tartarus. He placed the giant dragon Campe to guard over his first kids. Then Uranus and Gaia try one more time to have kids, and they have 12 titans. This is their final brood of kids. This group of titans look pretty much human, just really tall and really strong. Uranus is happy, and he continues to rule the world. However, at this point, he becomes kind of a tyrant. He lords over his kids, he's lording it over his wife, he's kind of a jerk. And Gaia begins to get a little crafty. It's at this time that Gaia got very tired of her basically abusive ruler Uranus, who was ruling the heavens and being a complete tyrant. So she fashioned a sickle out of gray adamant, telling her children, all 12 titans, whichever one of them would take the sickle and kill their father could rule the heavens, unchecked. Very few of the siblings wanted to do it. Finally, the youngest son, Cronos, stepped up and took the sickle. Cronos got four of his other siblings together, and they all hid in ambush waiting for Uranus. Gaia lured Uranus into the ambush, where the four siblings jumped out and pinned down Uranus, holding each of his limbs, a hand, a foot, etc. Cronos then came out and chopped Uranus to bits, killing him. Then he took all the pieces of his father and threw them into the sea, and assumed command as the king of the universe. Now, the chopped up bits of Uranus that were thrown into the sea didn't just kind of float around. No, they mixed with the sea, and from the remains of Uranus and the seawater came Aphrodite. She just kind of sprouted out from there. And also the three Furies came from there. The Furies were three basically demon women who had giant wings and fire whips and tortured the souls of the damned. it was a whole lot there. You'll hear more about them later. So now Cronos has taken his position as king of the universe. And originally he promised his mother that he would set his six siblings, the Hecatoncheires and the Cyclopes, free. Well, he turns out to be more of a jerk than his father, if that is possible. He becomes a giant tyrant, he lords over everybody, and the four brothers who helped him kill his father, namely Hyperion, Iapetus, Caius, and I'm trying to remember the last one, Chaosis, I think? We'll figure it out. I'll remember that later. My bad right there. And he gives each of them the four corners of the world to rule over. And he takes command of the whole world. At this point, he gets married to his own sister, gross, and just kind of chills as the king. However, Gaia is not happy that Cronos didn't honor his bargain to become, like, a good king, and he didn't set free his six siblings. So now Gaia is even angrier than she was before, because now she's been betrayed twice. So she's plotting her revenge. And Cronos is just kind of chilling. And that's where we will leave the gods for today. We'll pick up again next weekend with an episode about how Cronos was eventually overthrown. I would like to give a big shout out to my classmates for encouraging me to start this podcast. They were kind of sick of me rambling on about Greek myths in the middle of class, and they were like, start your own podcast. So I did. So I just like to say, hi guys, hope you're listening, hope you enjoy it, finally here making a podcast. And I hope you guys have enjoyed Gorgons and Gods on Mythology. Please consider following me and sharing with all your friends. What you heard here today, then stick around for next week's episode, in which we will discuss cannibalism, new gods, the beginning of revolution, and the start of the Titanomachy and the overthrow of the rule of Cronos. Stick around for the next episode of Gorgons and Gods.